It's a sunny fall day at 8,000 feet in the Chiricahua Mountains, and traffic on the 42 road is relatively light. Well, all except for the convoy of vehicles we're traveling in. We're participating in a day-long tour of the mountains along with representatives from the Coronado National Forest. And all day, we make our way across the mountain in a dusty line of slow-moving vehicles. We stop frequently to get out and inspect the forest. Officials with the Coronado have arranged this tour to show that the forest here is in rebound, that the popular image of the Chiricahuas as a smoldering ruin after the Horseshoe 2 fire is incorrect. District Ranger Bill Edwards is explaining how the fire caused few injuries, a relative rarity among fires of such magnitude.
No one lost their life in this fire, either firefighters or the public. Injuries were extremely low. We had 28 reportable injuries out of, 45 days of firefighting.
Throughout the day, we visit several areas that are still off limits to the public, including the popular Rustler Park area. Edwards explains there's still too much downed wood around there for it to be safe for the public. But according to Edwards,
Chiricahuas are open for business.
Later at the Cave Creek area, Edwards and I sit down under a tree.
I think this will be a good spot
to talk about the recovery of the Chiricahuas.
And we just finished a little tour where you took some media and some other people basically across the mountain range. Ostensibly, one of the purposes of that was to prove that it's not a pile of smoldering ember. I think people sometimes have an idea that when a mountain range burns, there's nothing left.
Well, it's certainly understandable that folks could think that. I mean, put up a lot of smoke that could be seen from a long distance away. But this is also a fire-adapted ecosystem, where fire is a natural part of this ecosystem, and it's what this vegetation evolved with.
What was the acreage on the fire again?
The total acreage was just under 223,000 acres. The vast majority of the primary Chiricahuas did burn. In fact, all of them did. Anything north of Rucker Canyon, Tex Canyon, was involved in the fire.
But the unique thing is we're standing in an area right now where just kind of a cursory glance around 50, 100 feet, there's not much indication of fire right here.
No, right here, this was an area where the fire was very low intensity. It came through, definitely burned through here, but you'd have to look pretty hard to see the indications of that.
If you look up on the slopes, you can definitely see some brown patches from some of the burn areas. You also see quite a bit of area where there was obviously no fire.
Absolutely. Naturally, you want to see that mosaic of areas where there was some torching on larger trees and other areas where the fire was largely on the ground. And that's exactly what we see in this basin. This entire basin did burn, even though from a distance you really can't tell it. And it's because of that, really managing for that low-intensity fire, and with the result being a mosaic of fire intensities through there. It's very desirable.
You had mentioned also this is a world-renowned area for birding, and there was certainly some concern with the fire having burned fairly close to this area that it would affect that. But apparently birding is alive and well in this area.
From a habitat standpoint, this fire did nothing but good because we were able to keep those fire intensities low. Birding was interrupted just for safety concerns during the fire and initially right after that. But the forest was opened up to the general public again on September 24th and should be alive and well. This next spring should be an outstanding birding season in Cave Creek Canyon.
Are there some areas on the mountain that are still closed to the public?
There's only one area. That's the Rustler Park Campground. And that's simply because in that campground, there's many dead trees that were killed by the fire that we're going to remove for safety reasons before we can encourage people to go to those campgrounds.
So other than that, someone visits the Chiricahuas here in the next few months, there's plenty of things to do, plenty of places to go. You're not going to run up against road closed signs, anything like that?
Not unless we get some flooding, which could block some roads.
Bill, what's next for your organization in terms of management? Do you have prescribed fires in the works or anything like that?
We don't have any prescribed fires per se planned. We are going to be doing a lot of rehabilitation work. That's really going to be our focus. Removing trees that may be a hazard to the public, either in campgrounds or along roadways, and stabilizing slopes where need be. We do have an opportunity to be really managing naturally ignited fires for resource benefits next summer when we start having our monsoonal lightning periods.
That's Bill Edwards, District Ranger for the Douglas District of the Coronado National Forest, speaking from the Chiricahua Mountains. During our conversation, one could hear the sound of flowing water in the background. So afterwards, it was only appropriate to seek out the source. Cave Creek, one of the more popular areas in this mountain wonderland. We spent about a half hour there, and no one else came around the entire time. It almost seems as if people are afraid to visit, afraid of what they'll find. But word is starting to get out, slowly, that new life abounds in this island in the sky called the Chiricahua Mountains. I'm Mark Dugan, Arizona Public Media.